Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Francesco Zippel. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So it's a real pleasure to talk with you about your film, Freakin' Uncut. Now, how would we be able to introduce this film to our listeners? Could you maybe introduce it for us a little bit and tell us what it's about?
I mean, this is a film not only about William Friedkin, the director of The Exorcist, as a filmmaker, but it's a way, it's an attempt at least, of trying to get a sense of what a very unique, fascinating, fun human being he is, because I think he's a great character beyond film, and that I've tried to combine the artistic side of William Friedkin and the great persona that he is,
and his love of coffee.
Oh yes, that's it's a punctuation in the film, like anytime, like so I have a glass of coffee. A cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee. I'll have to refer to it every now and again. So the obligatory question is, why William Friedkin? Actually, let's start off with, do you remember your earliest encounter with his films or with him, maybe?
The earliest encounter with his films, I think I was maybe 12, 13. My father was a great film person, so he drove me through what I could see back then, of course, because The Exorcist wasn't a film that I was, let's say, allowed, like Tarantino in the film, to see, because he thought it was too scary. So we saw The French Connection. He had a sense of, because I loved the cop films, Scorsese film, already, and so I saw that film, and it really stayed with me, because other than being a great film, I have a love with like capital letters for both Gene Hackman and Roy Scheider. I think they're some of the best actors, American actors of all times. But then, years later, I started there's something that I can't really understand about that film, and it was his realistic look at New York. I love watching, Super 8 or 16 millimeter reels from cities that, imagine New York, probably in a week New York won't be as it was last week, because they build, they change everything. So that's like a painting, an action painting, living painting of New York. So that was one thing. The first meeting with him was one of the most incredible of my life, because I had the chance to know him in years ago, and then he asked me that he wanted to make this documentary about Father Amort, the Italian exorcist, the Vatican exorcist, most famous. And he said, okay, we have to go meet him, but I don't speak Italian and he doesn't speak English. So can you come with me? And to me, Father Amort, he was the guy that every day deals with the devil, And so I said, can you believe now you're actually starting to work with William Friedkin? How? Going to meet with Father Amort, that's the Vatican exorcist, and we're going to talk about the devil and the exorcist. And that was probably the strongest and best way of getting together.
Right, it's a very strong kind of experience.
Yes, because actually Father Amort was a super funny man as well, other than being one of the most spiritual beings I've ever met. He was doing that to help people with problems, and it turned out that they had a long conversation on The Exorcist, that he loved The Exorcist, has seen many times. He said, yeah, a film must be entertaining, so there's a few things that are a bit too much, probably, but everything is real. And he was so happy because he's never witnessed an exorcism before.
Right.
So he said, oh, so what I did was was okay. So he was super happy. So they had a, they built a beautiful friendship.
But so getting back to his kind of filmmaking style, I think in this film you really get to understand his opinion on the figure of the director too, which is very down to earth. I mean, he even says at some point that, you know, about the artist, the figure of the director is an artist. Well, I don't see it that way, and I don't consider myself to be an artist, because to be an, if I considered myself that, then that would be the end of my career, you know. What do you think of his opinions? They're quite unusual, right?
Yeah, but he's in a very good way unusual. The thing is, he does what he likes. He hasn't made tons of film. He's not like Spielberg, no? That he does wonderful films, but, you know, as a... you know, as an Amazon chain, you know, like boom, 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 boom. No, he's incredible how he does. I know he while he's filming, he takes breaks and he goes into his van and he writes the following script. You know, he does things, crazy things, or storyboards. So he's another. You know, he's a film machine. You know, at its best. He is only interested in things that are very close to him. So whenever he has the chance, he does what he wants. He used the language that he wants, because he's been doing different things. Has a very careful relationship with reality in all respects. And I mean, he's someone who even turned down productions that he was supposed to, you know, to do, because the producers put too many money on the table. Said, I don't need that. To do this film, I need less. Why are you doing this? I don't want to do this because I don't need it. So that's probably the best you know, declaration, I would say, of integrity. No, I do what I want, but I do it the way I want it. You know.
He's also a wonderful speaker, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. He's one of the best entertainers you could ever meet. Yeah. Because he's very generous, you know. Yeah. Other than being smart, as I said, he loves sharing, experiences, stories. And he's really looking at you, trying to get what you're saying, and he wants to communicate with the other, and that's one of the best.
Yeah, and at the same time, he's also very humble. Again, I must highlight it, because at some point he even says To Live and Die in L.A. is just another cop film. Again, it's very unusual, you know. But countering that, in this film, we also see a lot of other, like, you know, filmmakers, actors that he's worked with, you know, just different figures that actually sing his praises. So were they happy to talk about Friedkin? Because there's quite a lot in them.
Oh, yeah. No, they were, like, enthusiastic.
Yeah.
They even asked me to wait for them when they were busy, because most of them were super busy all the time.
Yeah.
And, I felt like a stream of happiness, enthusiasm, because everybody had something to share. You know, something they owe to him, you know, and from McConaughey to Juno Temple to Zubin Mehta, everybody was so there for him. Yeah,
that's fantastic, man. So thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called Friedkin Uncut, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.